We're back with the review. Dan Morgan, Neil Atkinson and Sean Rogers after Fulham 1, Liverpool 3. Selection, Neil. A few little things in there from quite a lot of changes. There's the cup midfield, I guess you can call it, from earlier this season. Endo, Elliott and Gravenberg was one we've seen in early rounds Europa League and domestic cups earlier on this season. I think the only other thing of note really is Diaz on the right. Which is something that we've only seen in very brief spurts, but it's something I've been wondering whether or not we'd see a little bit more of as time went on. Gravenberg's in there, as mentioned, and I think there has quietly been a case for him personally over the last couple of weeks with the man-to-man systems that we've been playing. But it makes total sense, doesn't it? Look, they don't get back into Liverpool until late Friday. Three away games in 6 days. The manager's probably had a big circle around this period in the sense that he knows he's going to have to use a squad.
Yes, I think that is fair. I think it's intriguing the decisions made around this one. I think they respect Fulham, but I think they also think Fulham, of the three, it's weirdly the most rational game as well. So there's bits of what Fulham do that you can anticipate, and you haven't got, 40,000 maniacs at Goodison Park, and you haven't got the oddness of what precisely are West Ham now to sort of contend with. Fulham have got good players, but they haven't got Kudus. A side that's capable of being physical, but they're not Sean Dyche's Everton from set pieces. How are they going to line up? Well, it's going to be 4-2-3-1. Okay, yep, we know that. All right, we can deal with that. It'll be Pereira in the hole behind Muniz. Yep, we can deal with that. I know that. I don't know who's going to play wide for Fulham, but they're quite interchangeable without being sort of disrespectful. He's gone with Cordova Reid himself, Silva, but he could have gone with Harry Wilson. But regardless, Cordova Reid's a better finisher than Harry Wilson. Harry Wilson's a better creator than Cordova Reid, but he's gone with what he's... My point being, I think Fulham felt like the one where you can gamble on them